A lot of energy in the building tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Did you guys feel it before?
It was awesome.
So how was the theme home for the second time this postseason? What did that do for you guys as a team?
It was awesome coming down to the home home fans, feeling their energy throughout the whole game. So really, it really boosted us today.
Power play has been a focal point of this team, but penalty kill has been perfect so far in this series. You're a big part of that. What's been going right for you guys when you've been down a man?
I think, first of all, Colin has done a great job in net. I think we've been giving up a couple too many chances, but he's really stepped up to us for us there. Tough to say. We've been good at stopping plays up on the blue line, and even once they enter, we've really kept the pressure well, I think. So that's probably the main thing.
It's the fifth game in a row where you give up the first goal and then you end up winning the game. What have you made of that trend? It is kind of a formula that's working for you. When the first team scores, does it like wake you guys up, fire you guys up? What is it about that?
Yeah, I actually thought about that during the game when we got scored on there, but I feel like we're ready for every game. It's just, obviously we want to score the first goal, but didn't happen any of these first games. But I'm just happy we've managed to come back in every game, and I think we feel confident even when they score, so I don't see any problem in that right now.
From a teammate standpoint, what is Colin doing so well right now? What can you put a finger on something that he's just, why it's working so well right now?
I'm not a goalie coach, but I think he's really stepped up when we've given them one too many chances. He's really been there for us. And I think just looking at him, he looks really confident right now. I think as a goalie, that really helps out a lot.
Friday, you're looking to close things out. What are you expecting from Manitoba from Friday?
I expect a lot. I think they're gonna come out hard, just like they've done every game so far. But it's nothing we don't know. Like, we know it's coming, and like you said, we're looking to close things out.
With them being a desperate team, do you think they will kind of get more penalties if they've taken a significantly less amount against you guys than they did Grand Rapids?
Yeah, I mean, tough to say. I think these three games, it's been a battle. It's been a grind so far, and I think, I don't think they're going to change much except just, try and work harder than they've done so far.
Are you guys back to where you were in the Chicago series? How did you feel after the games 1 and 2? You say you're giving up a lot of chances that you don't want to give up.
I mean, it's tough to not give up any chances at all, but I think, like I said, the chances we've been giving up so far, Colin has really stepped up for us, and we feel really confident as a team right now, and we're just looking to keep things going right now.
How important is it going to be to kind of handle emotions knowing that you're up 3-0 and try not to get too far ahead of yourself going into Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, obviously we want to close things off, but if it doesn't happen, we got another home game coming up, and like I said before, we feel really confident as a team, and I think if we just keep playing, things will go well for us.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Do a couple more with